And welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess, and welcome to the holiday seasons. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and of course, Merry Christmas. And I hope you all, no matter where you are in the country, whether you're suffering under tons of snow or not, are doing well. And I hope you're listening because we have a wonderful show today. As I announced last week, we have Maureen McGill, a dear friend of mine and a wonderful gifted tarot reader. Welcome, Maureen.
Thank you, Phyllis. It's great to be there. Happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you, and the same to you. I'm still got my laryngitis, so I may be croaking now and again, and unfairly, I might ask you to do a little bit more talking.
Well, all right.
My voice goes out. I've been keeping my mouth shut so I could actually talk today. At any rate, I am so happy to be on the show as always, and we would love people to call in and get some readings and perhaps ask questions about the new year and what's coming. I hope everybody can hear me okay. I'm getting feedback here a little bit, and I'm just hoping and praying that that's just personal to me and not to the overall show. So anybody wants to come in and call in, they can. Meanwhile, you tell me how you're doing. I understand you all are bundled up and you're hopefully in front of a fireplace with apples and books and having a lot of fun.
There you go. Yeah, we have almost 6 to 8 inches of snow here in the whole Seattle-Tacoma region.
Wow.
Pretty much paralyzed for many people. The main highways are pretty good, but it's difficult to get out of the side streets. So they're just not used to this much snow coming down all at once, and
everybody,
poor travelers at the airport are really struggling.
I guess sleeping on the floor in the airport is something that some people have gotten used to, whether they wanted to or not.
Yeah.
Well, I am sorry to hear that. And I'm
hoping that this afternoon they'll bring warmer temperatures and those planes can start really taking off now.
Well, that would be nice. How long has it been frozen like that?
Well, we just had a major blizzard just last night, which really gave us most of the snow. But we had some ice before that and a little bit of snow before that. So we've kind of been going on and off with this storm for about 4 days. So
wow. Yeah, I was more interested in the Northeast because that's where I am, and we in Washington, D.C. were very lucky. It just brushed by us, and last night, they have sanded some of the streets, but as far as I can see, nothing happened. But Washington, like the political town, I hate to say this, nothing happens.
Oh, boy.
But for our brothers and sisters up in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic and middle part of the country, I know you've been reeling from shock after shock, and I'm hoping that the Christmas and warmer temperatures will make you all happy and get you where you want to go for your holidays, and so you will have a wonderful time with your family and friends, and that's my Christmas wish for all of you. Anyway, my dear, so what's happening in your, other than snow and also, what's happening in your neck of the woods? Are things going well for you?
Things are going well. I'm just plugging away. I've finished at the university our fall term and moving along. I'm writing a book, with another gal, and we're working on that. And
I understand you're in the editorial phase.
Yeah, an editorial phase now. So.
Oh, good.
That's what's going to take up this afternoon besides baking a few Christmas cookies.
Well, I am just as happy as can be for you. I'm sure your book's going to come out this year, isn't it?
Well, we hope so anyway. We have to find a publisher. Once we get there, we'll get there, So.
Well,
too far away now.
Have you considered tromping into the airport and see if there's any publishers that are forced to listen to you?
Yeah, there you go. good idea.
You should try to make some hay while the sun is out, or hiding, I should say.
Well, there you go.
And they can't run away from you, you see.
There you go. So, Phyllis, maybe I should pick some cards for your holiday week coming up here.
Okay, that would be lovely.
I'm going to pick 3 cards from my deck.
Okay.
This card is just dissolve around any worry or fear. Don't worry about things.
Okay.
There is a heart-centered man near you who loves arts and the music. He's trying to help you see something clearly. He's helping you cut something away that you need to cut away. And it says to be very patient, the period of waiting, protecting yourself, being conservative, protecting yourself. You do hold the lantern and the light and the truth for many people.
Okay.
And it says that there's an offer coming. I don't know what that offer is, but when it comes, it says have strength. You're going to make a choice. Somebody from the past is going to offer some kindness and give some advice. And then it says coming home to success around any accounting matters or accountability matters or tax matters or something like that.
Or home matters.
Yeah, let's hope
matters.
So.
Anything like that, right?
Getting over troubled waters, so things maybe smoothing itself out, working out here.
Well, you know, I think that feels really right on. That's kind of what my dreams have been telling me, although last night I dreamed about cannibalism, which is really strange. I've never done that before. But you know, when you don't take care of yourself, what happens is your body turns on itself. And I waited 3 weeks before going to a doctor. I've been on the show with laryngitis and so forth, and my trip to the doctor Friday showed that I should have gone sooner because I have a sinus infection, and it did, as I was concerned it might be, move into my chest, so I have bronchitis. So, you know, the dream was warning me I need to take care of myself.
There you go.
And dreams do warn you to take care of yourself.
Eat the right things, so to speak.
Yeah, eat the right things, not yourself. You know, don't let your body turn on itself, which is basically what that means. And I was rather surprised, and it was interesting, because sometimes my dreams are getting a lot more dramatic lately, and that's curious to me, because I usually have such fun dreams. But this one was really pretty serious. So I guess I'm going to have to acknowledge that I've not been as careful as I should be, and I should take care of myself. But some of the good news is that I will be doing some hypnosis training at the place where I work for Hospital for Sick Children, training some of the volunteer staff on stress management, relaxation techniques, and because it's very hard sometimes working with children who are so ill and who need so much tender, loving care, and for their parents. And it would be wonderful to help because it is a strain. I mean, it's difficult enough when you have your own children that are healthy and happy. But when you have children who have special needs, it can be extremely emotionally draining and physically draining at the same time.
Mm.
So,
is that you can work with those children.
And work with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And work with their caregivers.
Mm.
So they can relax as well. If they can learn to relax, they can help their little ones relax. And also, I'm going to be able to teach Jin Shin Jitsu. I've been hired to do that for the month of January.
Maybe you should tell our audiences a little bit about Jin Shin Jitsu and the benefits.
Oh, yeah, I have before, but I'll do it again. Jin Shin Jitsu is a physio philosophy which incorporates using your own body abilities to heal, to help heal, and it's learning certain touch. And if I were to physically describe it now, so don't hold me to this, it would look sort of like the a combination of acupressure and Reiki, although it is neither. It is a physio philosophy, and it is absolutely wonderful. I have worked with broken people with broken legs and ankles and so forth, and the healing that is comes about as a result of using it is very fast. It helps people heal from surgery, oh, 3, 4, 5 times as fast. And it's great for teaching because it can be a self-help learned experience, which is what I'm going to teach. And it's very self-empowering because you can take it and use it for yourself to hold off asthma attacks, migraine headaches, you know, grief, a whole bunch of things.
It's really endless in terms of the benefits of that therapy. It's just great.
It is. And you can teach it to children. And I'm telling you, children lap it up. I've just, you know, taught a little bit of it. And, again, I'm going to be teaching it at the hospital. So, for me, I'm starting out the year doing something I love, which is teaching.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And really feeling good about it. And I think also what I'm hearing is that the atmosphere is now good for me to move into teaching the new nursing course for nursing assistants at Home Health Aides using traditional and alternative therapies, which I developed so many years ago. So I am very, very positive on that finally coming through. My goodness, I've gotten gray literally waiting for this to come through.
Great.
But at any rate, I have great hopes, and I wanted to let you know that your readings have been so accurate for me. And I do appreciate that because you've been there through thick and thin with me for the last few years.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
And it is just
have change and hope and know that there's going to be some good things coming here down the road soon.
Yeah, and I think so, too. And since nobody else has called in, let me see what I can get for you because I got my cards out here. I'm looking at a rejoicer.
All right, bring it on.
That's the Woman of Cups. And what I'm seeing is flowers in abundance. Seashells. Water.
Now, how did you know my house was covered with seashells?
I didn't. But that's what I'm seeing here. Seashells. A lot of them. And I am seeing a joy. I am seeing a lot of the underwater here, fish and swimming. And I also see mountains, which to me, freedom. And I'm also seeing a clear lake, which indicates calmness of emotional spirit. And right after that, the next card is the Emperor. That is, I'm seeing money, okay? Again, I am seeing the beginning of life. I'm seeing a seedling growing, a tree growing, putting forth roots and growing. I see the sun. I see the eagle, meaning messages coming. I'm seeing gems, the crown that is a spiritual crown, like a pontiff would wear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am seeing the
going to be a queen
again.
For the day?
Yeah, you could be queen for a day, maybe longer. I'm seeing garlands around the neck of the ram or the sheep, which again is it's a rejoicing moment of giving, of gifts. And what I'm seeing also is a chest holding precious treasures and jewels. So that to me means brightness, etc. And it looks as though you're going to achieve what you want to. The sun is out. And the next is the Child of Crystals. And that means being learner. You will learn some things this year. You will grow. And you will learn and be as a child learning new things. And the crystal reflects to the mind as well. And the mysteries of the universe are there. So I think there's going to be spiritual growth for you this year.
Oh, good. That sounds great.
And the last one I have here is art. And, of course, books are art.
Mm.
And I see the crane taking off, which means good luck. I see an orchid. And I see gems and diadems and liquid gold. And a butterfly, which is transformation. And a rainbow, which is hope.
Wow.
So, again, it's a...
Sure, it's positive.
It's all positive. So it looks like this year, as I had been feeling for people like you and I and others, that it is going to be a good year. It's going to be a wonderful year. And I'm looking at the success card, the Ace of Worlds.
Oh, great.
I opened it up, and there you go.
Well, here we go, 2009.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take off, and we're going to just skate away. And that's wonderful. So you've got yourself almost done for Christmas, except for what, cookies and so forth?
Hey, there you go. A few last-minute things.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm pretty much done, I'm glad to say, for this year. And, you know, I can't wait for the success of some of the things that I've been looking forward to for a couple of years. And I think it's just absolutely wonderful. This year, though it's been some ways difficult for me, and otherwise, I've grown so tremendously, and I have been, quite frankly, so grateful. Because what I've gone through, I wouldn't consciously want people to go through. But I do know that it gave me an opportunity to grow in ways that I might not have so quickly and so swiftly. Excuse me. So, in looking at this, one has to be grateful for the lessons one's learned.
Mm.
Because without them, excuse me, now here's where I start coughing again. I'm so sorry. When I start talking, I start choking.
Oh, anyway, it happened.
Well, it's just one of those things that you go through every once in a while. But anyway, are there other things you'd like to share with people this year? Would you like to do some generic cards for what's coming through this year?
You know, we could do that. What we could do is I could do a card for each of the months for this
year,
for the world.
Oh, good.
We'll kind of look at it for the world.
That would be fabulous.
So I'm taking the cards in my hands and shuffling. And while I'm shuffling, maybe you can give them that call-in number again.
Okay, this call-in number for today is 1-877-876-5227. And that is BBS Radio's call number. And my number, which I tend to forget to give, is area code 202-387-2080. And yours is, you can give yours while you're shut.
Oh, it's 253-752-3299.
Okay.
It can also be reached at tarot, T-A-R-O-T, sun, S-U-N, at yahoo.com.
Wonderful. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You have an opportunity to reach some pretty terrific people.
Now I'm shuffling the cards. I'm going to pick a card for our world, kind of world. And
okay.
We should even think of our country right now. So let's see.
Right.
For the next year, and we're going to isolate it now to be just our country and kind of take a look at it.
Yeah, because if you do the whole world, we might be getting mixed
messages. Yeah, what's coming for our country for this 2009? Ten of Pentacles. We have new leadership. Duh.
Well, at least the cards acknowledge it.
Yeah, there's a couple there with a family and a kind of a new foundation coming in. February is going to mean a month of kind of pulling back and being conservative and watching our monies and kind of tightening our ropes.
Right.
March, we're going to be holding the lantern for the truth. That's kind of interesting. Maybe for other places, we're going to, maybe our shifts or for the country are going to kind of shift in a global way because we're going to hold up the lantern for others.
In other words, you're going to start leading the way again instead of being the tail end of the donkey.
April, we may have some volatile market kinds of things going on because there's some fear, and then May is studying the money or restructuring monies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll restructure certain aspects of the financial system. You know?
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
And then June, let's see, we have January, February, March, April, May, June. In June, we have new beginnings, new hope, kind of spirit manifesting itself in a beautiful way. July, things are starting to take off again. They're starting to have a foundation and building financially.
Mm-hmm.
And then August, we have a very creative month. We're going to be doing creative kinds of things, and again, shifts in the. And then it looks like September, we'll be releasing some old patterns. October, letting go of losses, and people coming together. It sounds like we might have a call.
Yes, it does. Okay. Welcome to the higher dimension.
Yeah, hi, Phyllis. This is Kim from Louisiana.
Who's this?
Kim from Louisiana.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
Well,
I didn't catch I didn't catch your guest name.
Oh, this is Maureen McGill.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
Maureen is a marvelous tarot reader.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, well, I have to say that both of you had such wonderful cards for each other. I was like, yes, that's me.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Well, we're glad to share. What would you like Maureen to do your cards for you right now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to have a question. If you could give me a question.
Particularly a relationship. Yeah, I'm getting ready for a relationship, and he's right on the periphery, and he's getting ready to come in. And I'm so ready for him to come in.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get the question.
She wants to know a person coming in, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, he's on the
periphery. He's not here yet. He's on the periphery, you said?
It's an email relationship only.
Oh, okay. So we're going to see if he's going to show up for you. Okay.
Oh,
and your first name again, Lynn?
Kim.
Kim. Yep. Okay, here we go, Kim. So I'm shuffling the cards, and we're going to ask, is he going to show up for you? And it says he's working on things right now or going to work, and it's creative. And, you know, you're kind of pushing forward in life, making things happen. The first thing is that there may be some challenges around it. Maybe that's the distance. It's like you hold the light. That's the second outcome of you holding the light of stability, beauty, and fertility. In your fears, I don't know, you worry about I don't know if it's children or younger people or warmer climate, maybe he's in a distance or something. And it says standing next to you is you're going to get your wish. What you step through is power and authority, and there's going to be something unexpected that's going to come through. It's a judgment and an offer, and there is going to be a knight who's going to push forward. I'm not sure if it's this knight or not, but I do see you in a relationship not too far down the road. I'm not sure if it's this one, though. It doesn't really seem to be clear on these cards. I'm going to do one more spread here, Kim. Is this relationship going to take off? It says to pay attention to indirect messages. King of Pentacles, maybe that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
New beginnings, new hope. It says working and home. I don't know what that has to do with it. But new beginnings, some delays, though, in connecting. So I don't think it's just going to happen that he'll be able to connect right away. It's something about the truth in marriage. So I don't know if he doesn't want, or afraid of failure in marriage, or either you have some fears about that, or he does something about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you read it. You read it right on. He, I just got divorced. My divorce was just final, and he's at the end of a very messy divorce, and he might still be in property settlement stage. And he was really hurt in his last marriage. He was widowed very young with a young child, an infant child, and then he married again and spent 20 years with a very brutal woman. And now he's at the end of a messy divorce and still working on property settlement.
Well, I'm going to pick three cards for you. I want you to really be patient in this because of his transition of clearing like that.
Yeah.
That was a long time for him to be involved in a toxic relationship, and he's got some clearing that needs to happen.
Yeah.
It says financial is the first Six of Pentacles. So Six of Pentacles is he's worried about his money distribution now, the sale of a property, knowing there's enough to put here and here. He's also waiting for the judgment. I got the judgment card next to that. And there's going to be two offers for him financially to kind of figure this out. And his main focus right now is sitting on that bench and working on his money and having strength.
You got him right on because he's a very wealthy man. I didn't realize he was this wealthy. He's an old friend of mine. I used to work with him. He's a very wealthy man, and he's got property everywhere that he's got to settle with this woman. And then on top of that, he's looking for a new job and trying to figure out if he's going to have a day-to-day income on top of what his property is. So, yeah.
So keep remembering
right
that he
on.
Needs to, and the next card came up as Ten of Swords. He needs to finish things up first.
Yeah.
And there's a lot coming out of situation, including quite a bit of fear right now about the financials, it says. But there is something unexpected coming, so just kind of hang in there. Keep your options open, you know, communicate, have that friendship, and kind of just see where it goes. But I would say expectations, you know, don't get too high up on your expectations too quickly because he's got some clearing to do.
Gotcha.
And Six of Cups, he really wants to offer some sweetness and kindness in this. He is a king upright, but he is carrying loss. That's L-O-S-S. And from that loss, he's got competition, you know, and he's got things to kind of sort out and clean out. But you're very nurturing to him, and you offer that aspect. But I just want you to be careful and, you know, kind of slow down.
Yeah, that's great advice. It's so funny, you read the situation so perfectly.
That's funny. The cards do it. I don't know how that happens, but it.
Yeah, I picked up one that said a sensor. That is S-E-N-S-O-R, one who feels, senses things, and Woman of Wands. And it's showing helping hands, a lot of hands in there, and flower, and the Wheel of Life. And it's showing patience and service. So he needs help, okay, in healing. So again, just take it easy, okay?
Yeah.
That's what it means. So that goes along with, I think, because I do think you are a kind person. And I don't think that you are a one who takes from people. I think you are a giver rather than a taker. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's you?
He's just going to move a little bit closer into my life in order for me to really give to him. I mean, I do energy work on him every single night, but it's, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Just, like you said, it's really hard to come out of that kind of toxic relationship that you've lived in for how many years?
Yes.
And
yes.
He set it up himself. You know, he was punishing himself from the death of his wife. And then he met this person clubbing, and she gave him what he wanted, which was to hurt himself.
Yeah.
And then they fell into something that was really toxic, and he couldn't get out.
So, Kim, when you're doing this energy work on him, do it on yourself, too.
Absolutely.
Because I picked a magician. You're very creative, and your creative energy right now will help you to clear your own things so you can see it clearly and you can be available to the, you know, right relationship at the right timing for this. And it does say you get the wish card. So things, you know, you'll get your wish about what you want in your life and how to connect in relationships. So just keep on doing that magic that you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, just to connect a little bit, I'm not writing a book right now, but I'm an artist, and I'm in academia, so I do what I do. And visual artist. And I've started a couple new series lately, and because, you know, the divorce is the final, whatever. And my friend is in arts administration, so he's not an artist, but he's surrounded by people who are artists, because that's what he does. Yeah, and that's what he used to do for us, but he's not doing it right now, but he's doing something else in a city a little ways away from where I live. So, yeah,
okay.
I just wanted to share that because I heard your intro in the beginning, and you're talking about academia, and you're talking about writing books, and you're talking about, you know, teaching and stuff. That's exactly what I do. That's
oh, that's funny.
Isn't that cool?
And then I picked a magician for you, Kim, so that's the creative card in the deck.
Yeah.
So you are the magician. You can create. So, you know, use this time as your, you know, to create this new series. That sounds exciting.
It does.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a blessed day.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas and
happy holidays to you.
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays to you, too.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Gerhard.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. Sweetie.
We stopped with August, I think.
Okay, yeah.
The cards, yeah.
I had to shuffle the cards in between.
Okay,
so
that's all right.
So now, September for the world. Is Wheel of Fortune. There's, again, money matters that we're figuring out. And October, there's going to be some competition or things going on, and November might create some kind of worry, but, you know, we'll work it out. And then December is protecting ourselves. So I think we're just going to pull in the reins. There's going to be some shifts and changes. I think structurally,
mm-hmm.
we're going to see the financials really change completely. I mean,
yeah.
It's like the system will break down and redo, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to reset and reorganize
mm-hmm.
and reinstitute some things.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes good sense at this point. Okay. So I feel that, too. I think there's a lot of change coming, but I think that, as I said before, I think good people are not going to have to worry as much as those who have been very, very prolific and pretty vicious along the way.
I think that spiritual strength will start to increase for people, too, because I picked a star.
Yes.
The star is the highest card in the deck, and that's kind of hope, faith, and light coming in around our
mm-hmm.
world and shifts. And I think people are relying more on their spirituality now because they are in these places of desperation and sadness, and
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people out unemployed right now in this country, you know.
I understand, and I still have a very, very strong feeling that good is coming, and for all of us, and for those who've been waiting for this for a long time, and... you know, I was remembering, I had a dream on the 5th of December, I had to look it up, that, so would you look up the 25th of December, because that date, I remember I had to wait 20 minutes for midnight on that dream, and so I equated that 20 minutes with 20 days.
Hmm.
Do you see anything occurring on the 25th of this month? Besides Christmas, folks. I know it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
There's anything.
Let me shuffle these cards a little bit more to get that. So it was a dream, and you were waiting, and it was.
It was something that had to do, and I was 20 minutes early. So rather than look at 20 months, or because minutes usually means a very short period of time when you do dream work. It means it's almost there.
Okay, I'm shuffling them.
Okay.
And let's see what comes up for the 25th for Phyllis. And I got three pies.
I got change. I picked a card that said change.
It says there's a friendship around you, somebody to help you with financials waiting. It says be patient. The chariot is you're moving forward
uh-huh.
through any loss that you feel. In your fears, pay attention to indirect messages.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be prepared to handle change around money matters, getting over troubled waters.
Okay.
There's going to be a judgment and a choice, and a heart-centered man's going to help you with something, and it says go with the flow, unleash creative energies. So anyway, that's what I got. I don't know if that's specific to the 25th, but I think it's around there, maybe toward the end of it.
Yep,
of the
that's
year.
Okay. That's close enough. Close enough for government work, as I say. Yeah, that would make sense. All of that would make sense. So, you know, as I said, that's a significant date for me this year for some reason. Other than that, you know, I am just really happy about what's going to be coming in this new year. And there's going to be a lot of pulling back, and some people are going to perceive it as painful, but it really isn't. In the long run, it's a misperception. As most painful, quote-unquote, experiences are, it's a misperception because that's when the growth begins, is when you feel a contraction. And you have to have change in order to have growth. It can't stay the same or you're not moving forward.
And I picked the wish card around that, so that's a yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So I think it's some really wonderful times are coming from a lot of people. Anyway, do feel free to call in and get more readings. Maureen is here and doing a fabulous job.
What's that call-in number again?
1-877-876-5227. And I know sometimes people have a hard time getting through, but be persistent because change does come, but slowly, and it'll work out. So we can do that also. So what are some of the areas in your life that you're hoping to achieve this year? Did you want to reflect on what you want to change this year for you?
Oh, I would really like to finish up this book.
Yes.
Moving forward, that's number one priority. And, I don't know, making some shifts in my teaching. And
what would you like to do? Oh, I have the art card coming up again. I just did a shuffle for you. But you said that the art card popped out.
There you go.
So there it is. There is change coming. And it looks as though it's going to be bringing you some money as a result.
That sounds
good.
Create
an income for you.
Sounds good. Could be the tarot cards too, though.
Huh?
Could be the tarot cards too.
Yes. Yeah, this is what the tarot card said. And I think that's fabulous. We, you know, there are a lot of things that we do want to do this coming year and achieve. And I think it's moving into a time. Sometimes when I read the paper, I get this funny feeling. I'll read something, and it'll say, yes, that's what's coming. And I don't know how to tell you. There is a bit of the two worlds of reflection, which means a slight delay. So some of the good things that are coming, there may be, as you mentioned, in your tarot reading, a delay. But then after that is to play through it, to have fun, to laugh, to enjoy yourself. While the delay is going on, instead of focusing on the delay, focus on having fun, enjoying yourself during that period of time. And then I find the growth, the Ten of Wands, which is growth, moving forward from birth and reaching out. The trees are growing, the flowers are growing, and youth and old age is there. And from the tiny sapling again, just beginning to the mature tree, and then there's a star. Again, it looks like you are going to have what you want for this coming year.
Mm, sounds good.
It's the star card, the goddess. And then after that, rewards. So it is fabulous for people this year, and I am so glad to see that because I think there's a lot of change coming. I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, upset and second-guessing. But, you know, we really are moving into an era that we haven't had before. In other words, this is going to be new. This is something new. And it's a part of that that we have, with, of course, with the new president coming in. But I think it's a new era of doing things. And so depending on the intent of the person, and it is the intent, the highest will be done. The most, shall we say, the one that follows the highest, I'm trying to grip for a word here.
Intention.
Intention.
Draw.
Yes. Highest intentions will bring about the change, and that's what it's focused on. When you do this, though, I want you to, again, remember to please play as well as pray, but to play, to have fun, to enjoy it, because I've often thought, you know, God must love us really a great deal because, quite frankly, he created us. And we keep looking at him with such serious mien, and I keep thinking he has a hell of a sense of humor because look at how he created us and who he created and what we look like and how we act. So, and I think he keeps telling us, don't be so serious. Enjoy yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
He's made this world to be a playground. And we just don't know how to play. You know, so many children don't know how to play anymore. I've noticed that. They're all so serious. Yes, good afternoon and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Lee.
Hi, Lee, and where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Oh, you're in the neck of the woods with our young lady here. Well, how can we help you today? Thank you for calling.
I'm just wondering what sort of romance forecast there is for me in the coming year.
Romance. Okay.
Okay. So let me shuffle the cards and see what happens. It's funny, the death card fell out, which means that whatever you're going through now, it's a transformation or a big change in your life. So now I'm going to see what's coming for you in the next year, right?
Right.
New Year.
Was it specifically with relationships or something else?
Yeah, it says you're studying things right now and getting advice. Now, that could also be around work, but you're also listening to your intuition. In the past, you kind of took on too much. It says you're in this next relationship, you're holding the lantern for the truth about what you want and how you want. You're still prepared to handle some change now. You're going to be recognized for your work in a higher level. You're going to have some new beginnings, new hope. There is a knight who is coming through, and it says he's in the world. He's going to kind of push forward. I don't know if he's in the area where you live, but there's new beginnings, new hope, have strength. And I don't see it too far away, but I see you kind of focusing on your work in the beginning, you know, and you're clearing out the past. Let's see. Where is this knight? It says that this knight is in the world. That's the final outcome. So he's coming not too far away, but not right away.
So it's not anyone there now.
Not anyone there now? I can't see it as anyone there now. But let's see. King of Swords is around you. Ooh, and he wants to make you an offer, but let's see. In order for him to make this offer, either he has to walk away from something or you have to walk away from something if this would work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if he can walk away from what he needs to walk out. Let's see. Is there somebody coming?
Huh. I'm getting similar cards for people.
You're getting the similar cards?
I'm getting similar cards.
I've also got the High Priestess, which I don't mean it as a cop-out, but it does say your intuition kind of knows that whoever this person is now, there's some challenges around them.
Mm-hmm.
But then it says the Chariot and the King of Wands. So as you move through things, in comes this King of Wands. He's a country gentleman, kind animals, children, good-natured guy. New beginnings, new hope. You got to work through some trust issues, and then there's this heart-centered man. Oh, girl, you're going to be busy. There's a heart-centered man who comes in who loves the arts and music, and you really connect with him, it says, and home. And he kind of holds his power, so I don't know how he's connected to the arts, but maybe he's a supporter of the arts or something like that, but he's artistic.
Well, that all sounds very good.
Hmm. Yeah, Phyllis, what do you pick up? Do you pick anything?
Well, I picked up the regenerator. That's beginning, starting over again. And again, we have seashells in it, meaning spiritual life. And the pouring waters of life, I see laughter there and happiness. A new feeling, a new energy moving in. I'm seeing a hyacinth, which is in bloom, and flowers, which begins in the spring, okay? So that may be when he comes in. The next thing I did was pick the art card.
Oh, that's funny.
Again, with the rainbow and the wheel and an orchid and gems, looks like diamonds, and gold and mercury and helping hands and moving forward and the crane, which is a series of good luck. Then I have, again, child, feeling as a child, opening herself oneself up and feel the wonder of the world of the child. Balloons, laughter, flowers, some of the seriousness that goes along with feeling. Not just only happiness, but also learning and growing and having empathy with people. Crystals is the equanimity, meaning being balanced. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not going overboard too much, but becoming more at ease and at peace within yourself. And the last one is, I see here creativity, a lot of creativity. I see tourmalines, again, I see the medicine wheel, I see mountains, I see that which comes out of the earth, which means the beauty that comes with the things that are already within you, within your grasp, something that you already have. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
So it looks like, yes, you have, and I don't know if that reaches you you know, sings to you, what? Does that feel right within your life's context?
Yeah, no, it all is very clear.
It all is clear. Oh, good, because for me it's mud. It has to be clear for you, and that's perfect. If it makes sense to you, if it feels right to you, then that's what it is.
No, I appreciate the reading.
I picked up a few more cards, and one is that there's a lot coming at you right now, it says, and you're putting things to rest, have strength. You know, you get sometimes overly sensitive or things come in fast sensitive-wise, but then it says that there's this get-together or party or something like, and there he is again, this King of Cups. He's a heart-centered man. I don't know if you meet him through a work connection or artistic connection or something like that. But
or at a party, as you said.
Mm-hmm. And there, and it's new beginnings, new hope.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the truth of what you're looking for. I can't give you timing. I don't really know about timing. I just feel like there's more clearing that's going to be done first.
Well, I'll have to keep my eyes open for sure.
Okay.
Just pay attention to your dreams, because I got the moon.
Yes.
Okay.
That's very important.
So he might come in your dreams, or the connection might come in your dreams. It's going to come as a friendship first.
Okay.
That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you both for your time.
Well, you're welcome, dear. Blessings and Merry Christmas
and
a wonderful New Year.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you so much. And at any rate, I just think it's just a fabulous thing. But as I'm saying, sometimes when I read the newspaper, I will see something and I'll feel, that's right, that's what's going to happen. That's not something I had done before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself changing on what I'm reading as well. And I'm not sure whether that's showing a maturity, finally, of grasp, or the fact that I don't want to lose a newspaper because I love reading newspapers. But at any rate, I think that part of what's coming is out there for us. And if we are aware, if we read with awareness, I think we would find a lot of inspiration and guidance in our lives. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes total sense.
Okay. And I think that very often when we read, we do so without understanding or feeling. And some of the things I think that we need to get into as people is to get back into a sense of reading with understanding and feeling as if it applies to us, or if there's something we can learn that is being put out there for us to learn. And as I said, I've had some flashes of inspiration while reading lately, and I think that's pretty darn cool because I hadn't done that before, which just shows that if you're not careful, you're going to start growing.
There you go. Well, you've been doing quite a bit of work yourself. You've been doing meditation and
yes.
work with groups and meditation. And
yes, I'm working mainly, as I said, with children, but now I'm moving into with adult groups, and I'm just so excited about this because this is what I've wanted to do for absolutely donkey's years, and I just didn't have the opportunity. But I also have a feeling that I'll be doing some traveling more this year than I would have before. So I'm excited about that because I would love to travel. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to call, please work at getting in because we only have about 10 more minutes or so before our show is over with, and I would like those who want a reading. I will have Dear Maureen on in the new year, of course, but this is the last time this year you're going to have a chance to talk to her. So so I'd get in while the getting were good if I were you.
No, that's
and hopefully that, and I'm assuming you'd be delighted to come back on my show, darling. I don't want to...
Absolutely, it's always a joy. And
oh, thank you. Thank
I'm sure
you.
People are busy getting ready for the holiday
now.
Yeah,
they can take a few minutes to love themselves and give themselves a gift of a reading from you. And I think that would be a wonderful gift to give. Or get a reading for someone else. You can always do that with either Maureen or I and arrange for a reading for a friend. I think that would be a great gift to give someone. If you don't know what else to give them, what do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it would be a great idea to arrange for a gift of a reading. And I hadn't thought about that till just this minute. Duh, talk about being behind the times. But that's a thought, and right now you can give yourself the gift for free.
Sometimes it's just a special celebration, a birthday,
absolutely.
Or graduation or anniversary,
And it's a gift for someone who has everything. Because time always changes. And you know, by the way, we do also want to point out that nothing is written in stone when readings are given. Choices that you make may make a difference in a reading. Okay, that's the other thing that is important to remember, that we have choices in life. And as we grow and change and move in our lives, we change the possibilities of what will occur in our life. Is that not the true, Maureen?
Absolutely.
So
we always have choices, you know.
It's something that you hear.
These are just the guidance that we, you know, receive, but these are always choices about what you're...
Yeah, we just read what is the probability at the moment. But the probability can be changed by a decision that you make. If it looks like there's an accident or an issue or a learning issue that's going to come through, doesn't mean that it be painful or that you suffer a loss. It may mean just that it is there for you to use and grow with and learn something from. And it is a lesson that you choose, not imposed upon you. It's one you provide for yourself, for your soul's greatest growth. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't really tend to realize. They think it's written in stone and it can't change. On the other hand, if you change away on your path to something else, again, that'll change your reading. We are offered with multiple choices every day of whether to take this path or that path. Even in something as mild as what we eat, it can change the course of our health and well-being. So if you're not eating correctly, making a decision for the new year to eat healthy and to take care of your body is going to make a change in your health and will have a marvelous impact on your well-being. So remember that a lot of what we do has practical application in your life to give to people for yourself. And I don't mean to preach, but I end up doing it, don't I?
Well, you have a passion for what you do and what you believe, you know. And
yeah, and I want people to have the happiest life that they can have, and there's no reason why you can't have a happy life and that you can't have joy in all that you do. And that's what I'd like to see, is everybody have the happiest life they can this coming year and every year thereafter, beginning with now, and to move forward in this life and with laughter. And knowing that you can literally change the way your life is going. If you don't like it, you can change it. All you have to do is want to, and then take the actions and steps necessary to do so, which may just be a way of changing how you think, how you perceive things, and asking for help, because your angels, your guides, your mentors are always there. You have people like Maureen and I who are willing to help step forward with readings and help give you guidance in that way. So there are a myriad of things that you can do with your life and be happy and move forward to it. Nothing is absolutely written in stone. Some are so close that you really can't change much, but you can always mitigate to some extent, if I'm not mistaken.
And I always like to say sometimes it can be just a simple change that you do physically. Maybe just start going for a walk, which moves the energy, or, you know, being outside, or pick that shovel and shoveling some snow. I mean, just things, simple things that can shift the energy when you're just not stuck on that couch in front of the television or in front of the, you know, whatever it might be, the computer.
Yeah, the computer, that's another thing. Do get out there and live life. Don't live your life through a computer, for heaven's sakes. That's virtual reality. That's not reality itself. It's a virtual reality and is only a possibility, not a probability. And as I said, it's so important for everybody to know they have control over their own life. You are not condemned because you hear one thing or another, good, bad, or indifferent. You can change it. And if you maintain a positive attitude to what you go through, you'd be amazed how much change can occur into your life that you would love to have continue. And happiness is a state of mind, after all. And if Mark Twain said it, if not Mark Twain, then it would have been that ugly Will Rogers said, a man is about as happy as he wants to be. And if you want to be happy, then be happy. And you can make that decision today, right now, and be happy for the rest of your life. And be healthy if you make that decision, too. because you can make that decision and change your happiness and your healthiness right away. So that's our gift for you for the new year, for love and happiness and self-empowerment, and to know that you do make a difference. You may not know it just in the, that's a wonderful life, it's a wonderful life. You may not realize it, but you make people happy in ways that you never knew you did. And always be aware that every moment of every day, you being in where you are, doing the best that you can do, can bring happiness and joy to people whose lives you never even knew you touched.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the greatest gifts that we as human beings can be, is alive and aware of the possibilities of helping others by just being who we are and the best we can be. And that is a gift I would wish each of you, to be aware of who you are, your scheme and things, and how much happiness and love you can bring to yourself, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Do you have any messages that you'd like to give to others?
You know, I just picked kind of cards in a general way,
okay,
for hope, and it says that we just have choices right now for the sun, and that is to bring in the light and the grace and the beauty. And we have a judgment to make that for ourselves, is to help with that shift. To connect with others with light and hope and faith, and know that there's guidance for us every day. To continue to protect ourselves financially, make sweet choices coming up, and be prepared for the unexpected. We're coming home to success.
Well, that sounds like a real winner for me.
That's a really good thing.
And it's wonderful. And
well, Phyllis, it's been a joy to be on your program again.
Thank you.
I just want to let your listeners know that they can reach me through TarotSun, that's TarotSun, at yahoo.com. And or they could call me at 253-752-3299.
Excellent, excellent. And I can just, before we sign off, say thank you so very much. I will be here with you next Sunday. I don't know who I'll have. I might just be me again doing readings, because most people like to be with their families at Christmas. Maureen has been so sweet to take time out of her busy schedule to be here with us today.
Well, it's a great opportunity. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the Higher Dimensions. You can reach me at area code 202-387-2080. And I wish you all a very wonderful, a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, and that may the light of the Lord shine upon you, and may you be blessed, and have a happy, healthy holiday, and a marvelous, marvelous new year, with gifts abounding, and the joy of all that is be with you every day. And, my dear, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm sending good health wishes to you, Phyllis, too.
Thank you, darling. Just send common sense so I know when to go to the doctor instead of waiting around hoping it'll go away if I wait hard enough.
Drink that hot chicken soup.
Yep, I made hot turkey soup, and I gave some as a gift
for
Christmas. I froze it. I didn't take it hot, for heaven's sake.
Nice.
But I made some for myself, and I think I will break it open and enjoy it. Thank you all again, and I wish you the very best. Maureen, I'll be talking to you very soon, and God bless you all. Thank you for listening to BBS Radio, and thank BBS Radio for being my sponsor and being such wonderful people. Goodbye.
I know.
Bye.